Okay, sir, can you still hear me clearly?
I can, thank you.
Very good. Can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Okay, Fernando Alonso Duran, ADC number 313756.
Thank you and good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on April 21st, 2018. Is that correct, sir?
That is correct.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights
it did.
Is that you
yes,
hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Do you know what attorney with you, or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I will be representing myself.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. At this moment, we are authorized for a three-member panel, and I will introduce the board. If you can see on the opposite end of the bench, we have the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. Next to me is Honorable David Neal. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. Also in the room is our Community Corrections Officer, Mr. Westby, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
Good afternoon, folks.
Before we get started, I need to swear you in, so Mr. Duran and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth will help you God, or so you affirm?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Duran, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. And keep in mind, there's a vote between phase one and phase two, which passes us from one section of the hearing to the next. When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether they are true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and then we can talk about it. But keep in mind, the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
I do.
Thank you, sir.
You're
I will welcome. Begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in a couple of ways or companies follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number one, is demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer within 1 day after your release on or about February 26, 2018. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Duran, is this true or false?
It is true.
Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Duran's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Duran, we're passing to the second phase of the hearing, and it is during the second phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by, as Mr. Westby, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information. If you'll just remain on the phone, we will come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Thank you, sir. Mr. Westby. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Westby. Back to you, Mr. Duran. I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you're released from the Department of Corrections to reside at 6065 South Country Club Road in Tucson, Arizona. Per your sponsor, you reported to her home, but then packed your belongings and left and did not return. So did you live someplace else during the time that you were missing from community supervision, sir?
I was sort of couch surfing from friend's house to friend's house.
We have no other notes which would suggest that you went missing pretty soon after your release. Usually there's some sort of employment or programming notes. We have none of that. So for the time that you were missing, were you working at all, sir?
I was working with a construction company, with my father's construction company, D&D Concrete. But it was very sporadic, and you know, I wasn't working full time, as we didn't have to work to keep us employed full time. But I did try to maintain employment with them. I called them every day, and I did work when it was possible.
I'll ask you directly, and it's not personal, but. You don't have the worst criminal record, yet you absconded twice from community supervision from the two times that you were convicted inside the Department of Corrections. So what's been your struggle with community supervision, sir?
Well, first off, I do need to acknowledge, take responsibility and ownership for violating my parole, and I just want you all to know I am sorry for that. And again, I do take full responsibility for that. I absconded when I've been dealing with severe depression and anxiety since my divorce about a year and a half ago during my first stint in prison. I wasn't expecting it, and when my wife left me, my emotions and my addiction, they just really hit me like a ton of bricks, and I wasn't prepared for it, and I let those emotions and my addiction just really swallow me up. I spiraled downward until I landed in prison, and when I was released, I didn't care about anything or anyone, including my responsibilities to the parole office, and for that I am truly sorry. I have done, this time when I was out, I did manage to do some very positive things for myself. First off, I got connected with a really, really good church here in Tucson, Calvary Church on Palo Verde and Irvington. And I've also got a 12-step sponsor since I was brought back here for this violation. I've continued with an even more rigorous Bible study. I've been attending all the Bible study groups along with church. But more importantly, or equally as important, I think, I found a sponsor here in prison who has over 5 years of sobriety. And I'm nearly completed working the 12 steps. So before this, I really believed that I was going to have to live with the pain, the guilt, and the shame that I felt from failing my marriage, failing my kids, failing my family. But I really feel like something miraculous has happened inside of me. I've begun to heal, and with that healing process, I now have hope and peace. And hope is what I was lacking when I was previously released. I had no hope. I had no peace, and I have that now. I know in my heart that if I am granted release or reinstatement, I will be successful not only with the 2.5 months that I would have left on parole, but I'm going to be successful going on with my life. I welcome the structure that parole would provide. I now welcome the support that I have with my pastor, with my sponsor, with my family. I've also applied to a Christian/recovery-based halfway home that will provide another layer of support and structure. So I really believe that I have all the tools necessary to succeed. And again, if I am granted, I will make the most of this opportunity. I would also like to point out my exemplary disciplinary record. I have not had one single ticket my entire time in DOC, not even a minor ticket. So I think that speaks a little to my character, that when I have been brought in, I've stayed trouble-free, I've put my head down, I've done my time, and I've done the things that I've needed to kind of self-improve. So,
Devon, if I may, I have a couple of questions here. And you just shared some very important information, and regardless of how this board votes today, I certainly like what I'm hearing in your journey. I think you're really coming along.
Thank you.
Were you self-medicating for the depression and anxiety when you were out?
I was. I was self-medicating.
For which issue? I'm kind of curious.
I was using methamphetamine.
For depression.
For the depression, yeah. For the depression, yeah, absolutely.
And for the anxiety?
For the anxiety, I wasn't.